This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And this will surprise you. Another thing I'm going to say that I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say. Marriage doesn't solve problems. Marriage causes a few new ones in your life. For instance, sometimes people are miserable as single people. They get married and they find they're still miserable. Sometimes a man or woman with a problem with anger gets married and say, that'll change. No, it won't. You still will probably have a problem with anger. This one may surprise you, but I've heard men say, well, I have a problem with lust and I'll get married and that'll take care of it. No, it won't. You still will deal with temptation as a married man, if that's your problem as a single man. We carry our problems and our baggage into the marriage, and men and women both don't realize that. There was a cutesy little thing that preachers use. When I was younger in the ministry, I loved stuff like this, where a minister said, and I would quote it, I thought it was great, that your home is one of three things. That your home is either a haven, means a harbor. Your home is a hindrance. It's a hassle, a problem. Or your home is a hell on earth. And I can remember as a younger minister actually telling people, your home is one of those three things, folks. Which is it? Are you a haven? Is your home a haven? Is it a hindrance? Or is it a hell on earth? And you know what? The older I get, you know what I've discovered? It's all three, depending on what day it is. It's one of the three. In other words, there are times when your marriage is the haven for which the heart of a woman and the heart of a man truly longs for. It's a harbor, and you can look forward to going to the haven, but sometimes it's a hassle or a hindrance. And there are times in crisis when it can be a hell on earth. You ever had a crisis with a teenager? It can be a hell on earth going through that crisis. You ever had a medical crisis in your family? That can be hellish times when someone is seriously ill. You've gone through a financial crisis. Those can be hellish times. And so what my point is this, is that marriage is probably all three. But here's the difference. When Jesus Christ is the Lord of your family and the Lord of your life, He's the Lord of your family when it is a haven, and He's the Lord of your family when it's a hindrance, and yes, when it feels like a hell on earth, He's still on the throne. He's still in control. Some of you will recognize the name of Helen Steiner Rice. She was a famous poet and from Ohio. I didn't realize till I looked her up and did some research on her that she married a man from Dayton, vice president of a bank in Dayton. They lost everything during the Depression. She lived from 1900 to 1981, ended up working for the Gibson Card Company in Cincinnati, writing poetry for cards. Helen Steiner Rice, everybody in this room has either received or given a card at some time in your life with the words of Helen Steiner Rice. And here's one she wrote about marriage. And I'm going to go in a different direction with this than you think. What is Marriage? By Helen Steiner Rice. It is sharing and caring, giving and forgiving, loving and being loved, walking hand in hand, talking heart to heart. When I first read that, I was thinking, maybe with a cynical eye, thinking, well, the average person out there is going to say, our marriage isn't a Helen Steiner Rice card. But you know what? The more I thought about it, if the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord of heaven and earth is the Lord of your personal life and the Lord of your marriage, then why wouldn't it be a place where there's sharing and caring? Why wouldn't it be a place where there's giving and forgiving? Why wouldn't there be loving and being loved and walking hand in hand and talking heart to heart and seeing through each other's eyes, laughing together, weeping together, praying together, always trusting and believing and thanking God for each other?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.